Welcome into the Friday, July 12th Idaho Sports Report, otherwise known as the Idaho Sports Podcast. I'm Jeff Duncan. University of Idaho sophomore center Mike Marbo was announced to the 2012 fall watch list for the Remington Trophy, and Idaho senior punter Bobby Kalman was one of 25 Division I punters selected to the Ray Guy Award watch list for the 2012 season. This from the Post Register. The Bonneville Bees swept through their 7-on-7 regional tournament at the Seattle Seahawks facility 2 weeks ago, earning it the right to compete in the NFL's High School Player Development 7-on-7 National Tournament in Indianapolis this weekend. The facility of the Colts hosts the national tournament, which draws representatives from each of the 32 NFL franchises Friday and Saturday. Bonneville qualified as a Seahawks representative, and the NFL pays all the expenses of the 12 Bonneville players competing in the tournament. How cool is that? Good luck, guys, at the tournament this weekend. Idaho State Track and Field announced the addition of 21 newcomers to its men's and women's track teams. Two of those additions joining the Bengals in the fall are Skyview sisters Danielle and Jill Roush. Danielle Roush won the 4A pole vault title in May, while Jill finished in fifth place. They took first and third, respectively, at the 2011 state meet. This from the Idaho Statesman. Rocky Mountain High's Mason Smith, Fruitland's Joe Martirano, and Lake City's Mitch Bavakwa were chosen to play for the 2012 Kansas City Royals at the 2012 Area Code baseball games. All three will be seniors this fall, and players are selected by invitation only and are often nominated by a Major League scout. The Area Code games have produced more than 500 Major League ball players. Mark this on your calendar. Bam Jam, August 4th and 5th in downtown Boise. It's a 3-on-3 tournament for all ages and abilities. Registration and teams and volunteers can sign up at bamjamboise.com. And this from the Magic Valley Times News. Dave Bayshore has his little preview out of his top 5 8-man games and top 5 11-man football games for the Magic Valley season. It's really a great read. Go ahead, go to the Magic Valley Times News. And 3 running events take place in eastern Idaho this Saturday. A triathlon and a duathlon are scheduled for 7:30 a.m. at Jefferson County Lake Rec Area in Rigby. Race packets will be available for pickup from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Friday at Bill's Bike Shop in Idaho Falls. That will be today from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. At Bill's Bike Shop in Idaho Falls. That'll do it for the podcast today for Friday. Don't forget, I have some coaches lined up. We're going to do interviews on Monday, actually, with Shelley's new head football coach, Travis Thompson. That should be a great interview. Looking forward to that. And the podcast is posted by 11 a.m. every weekday morning at idahosports.com. Don't forget, you are more than welcome to give me your feedback. My email address is jeff@idahosports.com. That's jeff@idahosports.com. Have a great Friday, have a great weekend, and I'll talk with you Monday.